Tale of Two Women, A Tale of Two Women, Carrie Palmer.
In my Tale of Two Women, if the woman I was at 30 years old were to be in the room with the woman I am today, I would scare the living daylights out of her. You see, because self-esteem, confidence, it's like water. It seeks its own level. And she was a zero. And I am a 10. So you see how they cannot connect? It's not her fault, though, because she was a victim. It wasn't her fault that her mother chose to marry 5 men and move her 26 times by the time she hit 6th grade. And 4 of the 5 husbands were violent, abusive alcoholics. She was a victim. She was dealt a terrible hand. Just a day in her life, in a crystal clear memory, when she was a little girl, visualized 3 years old, blonde curly ringlets, going around the corner to visit her friend Ricky. Her dad's car pulls up, and he says to her, "Get home now." She'd seen that look in his eye, and she knew she had to turn around and go home. What else could she do? She's 3. She's a baby. Every step she takes, all she can think about is what is going to happen when she gets home. And she knows what's going to happen because she's seen that look before. Her little tummy is in knots with every step she takes. When she gets home, she goes to open the door, and he locked it. So now she has to knock on the door to receive her fate. When he finally opens the door, he reaches out and he pulls her up in the air, and with all of his might, he's beating her with his other hand until he was done. This is just a day in her life. The violence continued until the summer before she was in 6th grade. That was when her mother shot her father, paralyzing him from the waist down. As he lay there in a puddle of blood, he said, "I will find you and I will kill you." That was the last day she had violence in her childhood. From there, Daddy number 5 would move her to where she would be in the same home from 6th grade all the way till she graduated from high school. Then she moved out to be on her own, but she didn't know how to survive. She constantly was spiraling downward. She surrounded herself by zeros. She was living recklessly, and she did not care if she lived or died. There was something inside of her, though, during this time, that just told her that it didn't have to be this way, but she had no clue how to change it. Until she flew out and she met him on an airplane, her Prince Charming, who would sweep in and rescue her from her life in Las Vegas and move her to Ohio, thousands of miles away from her friends and family and people she knew, to where she could start all over again. And when she got there, she realized, wherever you go, there you are. Now she was in Ohio, married to a zero who didn't allow her to do anything, and her life was miserable. She took it to the place where she could not stand it anymore. So finally, she realized it was time. She had to get a weapon. So she went to the bookstore, and she got 2 books, Looking Out for Number 1 and The Cinderella Complex. At night now, when she would lay in bed, instead of crying herself to sleep, she read these books. With each page she turned, she felt this power, this force just growing inside of her that she'd never felt before. And she knew something she had to do. She made a promise to herself at that moment. The next time the man throws out, "If you do blank, we're getting a divorce," she was leaving. They went to a karaoke bar one night for dinner, and she happened to have been in bands for years, so she loved to sing, so she got up and sang. After that, people in the audience were sending up request slips for songs for her to sing. They got home that night, and he said to her, "Did you have a good time?" And she said, "Oh my God, it was the best night ever." And he said, "Good. Because if you ever sing in public again, we're getting a divorce." A huge weight lifted off of her that moment. She went to bed and slept better than she had slept in years. The next morning, she got up, he went to work, and she moved out. Yep. So those next few years now, they would be even harder than what she'd gone through before, because now she was torn between two worlds. She had one foot stuck in the door of chaos and crazy, but comfort, because that's all she knew. And then the other foot was planted firmly in strength and wanting to do better and change her life. She was so torn. She met Jerry, who would be a counselor for her, and he would help her revisit and relive her painful past until finally the sting was gone. And it was after that that she was able to shed the cloak of her childhood and let it go. During that time, she learned to no longer blame anybody for choices she made in her life. She was accountable for everything. She learned to set boundaries and to be responsible for her own decisions. She learned to live in the present and let go of everything that was out of her control. She took charge of her life. And that is when I emerged. Those were the hardest years of my life, and it was the hardest thing to do ever to turn my life around. It took 35 years to undo the damage my mother's choices did to me. I guarantee most people in the world could not go through what I did to get where I am today. What happens to children in those young, formidable years is the most important time of their life. What they take with them from those years is what they're going to bring into their adulthood. If they're in a loving family, they will be loving. If they're in a violent family, but they're told, I love you, guess what they're going to do? That's all they know is love. So what can we do about this? Unfortunately, I don't have all the answers. Only thing I could think of is maybe we need to make sure people have to get a license to have a child. That's not going to ever happen. But what I do know is if we educate people, if maybe my mom knew, if somebody like me was there to tell her what it takes to turn your life around, maybe if she had that information, she wouldn't have made the decision she'd made. And maybe that would have changed my life. If I can change the life of one person, it will start to change the world. Thank you.